First, some history. In the Northwest states and California, casinos can be operated only by Indian tribes and only on reservations or other Indian trust land. That's rooted in a 1987 U.S. Supreme Court decision limiting states' jurisdiction over tribal gambling. The following year, Congress responded by passing the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act.
That's the federal statute that sets out the whole structure of Indian gaming in the United States.
Howard Arnett is an adjunct professor teaching Indian law at the University of Oregon Law School. As Arnett explains, the act laid out two classes of casinos. Class 3 is your full-on Las Vegas-style casino with slots, blackjack, and so on. Class 2 casinos allow only bingo, pull tabs, or other games where players play against each other, not against the house. The casino the Coquel tribe wants to build in Medford is of the Class 2 variety. And, Arnett says, that limits the state's say-so.
Because the state has no role legally under the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act with regard to Class 2 gaming.
One objection that's been raised by casino opponents is that allowing the Coquel to have a second casino would violate the state's longstanding one tribe, one casino policy. The tribe already has a Class 3 casino on its reservation in North Bend. Arnett notes that each tribe in Oregon has signed a gaming compact with the state, an agreement that spells out how tribal gaming operations will be run. And, he says,
to the extent there is a one casino per tribe policy, it's reflected in the compacts, and Class 2 is outside the compacts.
The Coquel maintain their compact doesn't limit them to one casino anyway.
Some tribes in Oregon may have made that deal with the governor. The Coquel tribe did not.
That's Judy Metcalf, CEO of the Coquel Economic Development Corporation. She points out that the gaming compact the tribe signed in 2000 with then-Governor John Kitzhaber barred them from seeking a second Class 3 casino for 5 years. That's long since expired. If the tribe did want another Class 3 casino, she says, the one tribe, one casino policy would not apply to them.
In fact, it says they will have the ability to negotiate for a second Class 3 within their compact.
So, given that the Coquel proposal is for a type of casino that state and local governments have no jurisdiction over, and given that the Medford site is in the five-county area in southern Oregon that Congress authorized the Coquel to do business in, is their Medford casino proposal a legal slam dunk? Coquel Tribal Chair Brenda Mead seems to think so.
Our Restoration Act defines our lands and our lands of interest. That is the agreement the federal government and the Coquel Tribe agreed on, and that is the law that we have to operate under today.
Others see the legal picture as being less clear-cut. At a recent public hearing, John Huddle, Deputy Counsel for the City of Medford, pointed to another federal law.
The City of Medford espouses the two-part determination under 25 U.S.C. Section 2719, sub B, sub 1, sub A.
The City of Medford, Jackson County, and others who oppose the casino say the law that should apply in this case requires the U.S. Secretary of the Interior to consult local officials and nearby tribes and make two determinations, that the casino would be in the best interests of the tribe that's asking for it, and that it would not be detrimental to the surrounding community. This law also gives the governor veto rights. Former Governor John Kitzhaber strongly opposed the new Coquel Casino. A spokesperson for new governor Kate Brown says she hasn't had time to look into the issue yet. However the Bureau of Indian Affairs rules, the legal complexities of this case are likely to keep lawyers for all sides busy for years to come. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.